What did you call them? That would be one knife or two.
The set had a butter knife, and she put that at the butter plate. And then each of us got one knife.
And the plural of knife is?
Cuchillos. Knife.
What's that mean?
Cuchillos. The whole thing would be trinches. The whole silverware.
How do you say cuchillos in English?
Knives. Tenedores would be forks. Cucharas or cucharitas would be spoons.
And then after, after you know, you've washed the dishes, you know, everything under the sink, then you have to do what to get the soap off them?
We rinse them. She always had a sink, always.
And did some people not have sinks?
Yes, I remember a lot of people by the stove had two nails, one for the washing dishes pan and one for the rinsing pan. My mother had a sink as far back as I can remember. She always had a double sink.
So she does what now?
She rinsed them and then stacked them in a drain.
And what about to dry them with? What did she use to dry them with?
We were so many and she was pooped by the time she washed dishes. She never dried them. She just let them dry all by themselves and like 1 hour later we'd put them away.
Was there anything that people might use to dry them with?
Like tea towels? Yes, beautiful embroidered tea towels. She had them but we didn't use them.
That was too many plates. What about to wash them with? Did she use?
At first we had to use, I remember very well because it was called Super Sods. It was a detergent. It was terrible on your hands. And we were always wanting her to finish a box because then we'd make it into a car for our paper dolls. That's how come I remember so well. And then after Super Sods came some brand called Oxydon. And then there was Fab. And later she started using ivory for dishes.
And what would she use to rub the dishes with?
Sponges. Always sponges. Some people raise their own gourds. And they use them to, when they dry, they were like straw. They use them to wash dishes.
So it would be like a sponge?
Yes.
Did they ever use any kind of cloth or anything? Or a rag of any type?
No, my mother never used rags. She always used sponge. To this day, I use sponges.
What about in the bathroom? What do you wash your face with?
She had the sponge for that, and she had washcloth.
And what about dry off with?
Towels. During the war, we couldn't get towels, so she had to buy a whole bale of cheese cloth and use that for towel.
Would you use one piece of the towel?
She cut it into pieces, towel-sized pieces.
Would the cheesecloth dry?
Yes.
And you said you had a faucet at the house you lived in the country?
Yes. Running water? We always had running water.
Was the faucet outside?
We had it inside and outside.
But you'd still call it a faucet inside?
Yes.
Or outside? Have you ever heard a faucet outside or inside called something else? You ever heard of a spigot or anything like that?
No, yeah.
What about if the ranch hands are working way out, you know, several, a long way from the ranch house, would they, if they want water, do they have a barrel or something?
We had one bunk house for the ranch hands and one for the manager of the ranch who lived there with his family. They also had running water.
And what if they were a long way out, though, you know, off by themselves? Did they carry water with them?
Nobody ever had to carry water.
Why is that?
We still had tubing. We still had pipes.
Well, I mean, if they were out working there somewhere, out in the pasture.
Oh, if they were out working in the ranch, they never had to wash. They'd come home to eat, so that would be when they washed. My father always carries a big thermos water with a little faucet for drinking purposes or if you have to wash your hands or something.
So they carry water with them?
Yes. So does my husband.